Reflection by Father Luis Sozano from the Gospel Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16a. God's workers. First, what was arranged? The parable states that at the beginning there is an arrangement with the laborers. There are times in life when we seek more than our fair share, and we also demand that others give us more than they can. This, many times, leads to losing love and enthusiasm. Sometimes you expect whoever walks by your side to join your accelerated rhythm. You're in such a hurry, you don't even notice that the person next to you might not be well, just because there's no time to talk or share a conversation. It even happens in married life. As soon as you get home, you start with all your housework, and don't even stop to look at your husband or your wife in the face. It is the same with that priest or that nun who doesn't make time to sit down and talk about life with their brother or sisters in the community. They only talk about obligations and chores. This is a killer. It ruins your life, and you only live and work for a reward, not joy. Second, nobody hired us. Doing nothing kills and allows crazy thoughts to run in your mind. When people are idle and unoccupied, they start getting into the lives of others. You might start questioning them like a kind of a panelist in life. It leads you to judge the lives of others and what they do, while there is nothing happening in your own life. It is essential to be occupied, to work, and to do something to improve your life. It is not good to be idle. Third, be good. God promises us all his kingdom. He appears in the life of each person at the right moment, because God's time is not the same as ours. Stop wasting time looking how others people live their lives. Keep your eyes on God. Focus on the arrangement that you have with God. Sometimes people may come and say, "Father, I brought my friend who is a devil to see if you could say something to him. What do you want me to say?" Just tell him that when God touches their heart, they will be happy. But this guy probably already felt the divine touch of God that will lead him to be happy in his own way. Let's respect other people's space and time. You have a debt with God, and we are not able to be more generous than God. Never forget that. As much as we may try, we are not able to be more generous than our Creator. Stay strong and be happy. God will touch your heart in the right moment. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.